This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Rouse.
This is Monster, my podcast.
And these are composite elementals.
There's a monster in my podcast.
These things suck.
They suck. They're identical. They're collections of a bunch of different elements, or so this would have you believe. But they all manifest as giant, unkillable forces of nature that just ruin everything.
Yeah, what is the point of these things?
There are like five of them. They're all the same.
Yeah, they're just they have a different type. I wish they had just done a fucking planning meeting when they made this book to be like, what necessitates a different entry and what should just be like a subparagraph of a different like power set.
Exactly. And so like the problem that I see with this is that the 2E Monstrous Manual came later, and this is actually like a collection of a bunch of the monstrous compendiums. So like a lot of the things that we've seen as some sub-entries, including some of the ones in here, are actually things that got their own entries in some of these smaller kind of like supplemental packs of pages that were shipped out for people to put into binders. And so they never had a moment where they had to like reconcile and make sure there wasn't some kind of redundancy, or make sure they were using the space in an efficient and interesting way.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed. I mean, that's like we solved it. But is there like, so there's nothing to these guys. The weird thing. So the regular ones are just these forces of nature that just fuck everything up. They're a disaster. They have awesome love play that we're going to talk about in a minute. There's also the Scree Axit, which I want to hit now. So we don't have to try to end on something with the Scree Axit.
Yes.
They're just the desert version. Mm-hmm. The weirdest thing about them is that they're exceptionally intelligent.
Right.
The regular ones are just like, you know, kind of forces of nature. For some reason, the desert ones are like super geniuses.
Oh yeah, they're meant to play with people like they're animals or small children.
Why? Like what is the like, why is the desert version of that so smart?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm sure if I looked up the real Skaraxit, it's probably based on a legend of blah blah blah. But it is pretty frustrating from a gaming perspective.
Yeah. Most of the Scree Axit stuff that I see actually links back. It is just a D&D thing.
That's yep. Weird.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Tempest Fuck.
So this I could see actually being like mythology, kind of like just a way to describe the movements of clouds and storms with the metaphor of sex. I think this is actually kind of beautiful. In like a radio lab kind of way.
So they when they meet together, they have a brief tempestuous affair.
Okay, whoever wrote this is a fucking I'm so angry with them because that shit is all over the place.
It's like, though male and female do not describe them, there are definitely two genders for some reason. That's weird.
Well, you know, because God made one and then the other,
and while they fuck, all these tornadoes and hurricanes pop out and just destroy the land. And then they have a little tiny group of babies.
Yep, and Gary,
they're called tantrums. Like, what do we do to deserve that?
It's so delightful.
Yeah. No.
Oh, look at him go! He's going to town on my woodshed.
Like, yeah, it thinks it's, well, not people, but.
So it's definitely antagonistic toward people, and so one of the things I love about this is the way that they try and tie all four elements together. It's a big fucking storm, but it has this like a circulatory system that is a bunch of silver that is like held in solution inside the clouds, right? So that makes them able to like conduct electricity. One of the theories that the wizards have in the scrolls is that the electricity produced by animal brains causes pain to them. Which is a really good thing.
That's real good.
Yeah.
I just the, and then when they die, that silver can be collected.
if done thoroughly, you can get 1-6 silver points.
Yeah, exactly. Which, you know, just before it melts into the ground, of collecting its circulatory system.
Yep.
That's really special. Yeah. So that's kind of the redemptive aspect. Other than that, though, it's like there's nothing more dangerous about this that isn't dangerous about like a storm.
Right. I don't know why this is an enemy, because I don't see how you fight it.
Yes.
Like, That yeah, kind of seems to be like there's a in the oh gosh third edition like second edition monstrous manual follow that there's like there's an entry for something that's like just a giant cloud or something like that, and its entire thing says you shouldn't fight this because you can't. It's just here. There's nothing you can do about it. Just accept it. It's a giant cloud. It's like, really? Why do you see the sense in including that?
Yeah. I don't know. We need to reboot this. Let's kickstart our own monstrous manual. That's just made of like, I don't know.
I mean, it would just be that beholder book that you have, Gary.
Yeah, it would just buffo number appearing 2d12.
Okay, if somebody wants to make a what about Wuffo?
well, every time there are 24 Wuffos, there's a 1d. There's a 30% chance they'll be accompanied by 1d4 Wuffos.
Oh man, they just need to be taken care of.
Yeah,
such sweet pure souls. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.